Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Hello again. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Talking sprint car racing, our favorite time of the week. And we are so glad that you have joined us. Steve Post in our Concord, North Carolina studios. Joining us from our Mifflintown, Pennsylvania studios. Lethal Chassis Studios, that is. Ashley Stremme joins us. Hello, Ashley. How are you?
Hey, Steve. We are doing well here in Pennsylvania. Some big news, obviously, rolling from Port Royal with the Tuscarora 50 rolling into the World of Outlaws weekend. So that's huge for us coming up. But we had a win ourselves this weekend and made the trip to Clinton County Speedway. Haven't been there in 15 plus years, and we picked up the W there. So it was a good weekend.
You know, Clinton County is one of those fascinating racetracks. Pennsylvania is so rich in racetracks. Central Pennsylvania is so rich. And yet here we are, Clinton County up in Lock Haven. They just keep plugging away. They've got a robust 305 program that they run. I think 360s, 358s have been there. They had some 410 races. How are things at Clinton County?
Honestly, Steve, I was extremely impressed. I haven't been there in 15, 16 years, and a lot has changed. The Fair Board has now taken over ownership. They're no longer leasing it. They've hired a promoter. So I think things are on the uprise. They have put in new catch fence, which is incredible, new lighting. So their pits are expanded. They're definitely a diamond in the rough, and they're shining up really, really nice. So I'm excited. A good friend of ours, Jason McCachran, is the promoter there now, and he's got things going in the right direction.
Boy, that is exciting. I love to see racetracks pointed in a good direction. We've got some across the country that are struggling, and it's good to see up there in Lock Haven that Clinton County is rolling along. That is for sure. Speaking of rolling along, the All-Star Circuit of Champions, their season is rolling along. They're just down to a couple races. You mentioned that Tuscarora 50. They raced this Saturday night at Eldora. But this past weekend, it was the Jim and Joanne Ford Classic at Fremont. And we always have these races named after people. And there's a lot of times where it's like, who are these people? Okay? And so I there's times it's difficult to find out who these people are. Everyone knows, except for me, and probably a lot of our viewers. Jim and Joanne Ford in the late 90s, Fremont Speedway on the Sandusky County Fairgrounds in Ohio was not racing. It started in 1951, but it shut down. Jim and Joanne Ford worked with the Fair Board to open the track back up in 2000, and they have been rolling since. So it is great that there is a race called the Jim and Joanne Ford Classic, because they're the ones that got Fremont back up and running in 2000. So we're happy that they got it back up and running. And Ashley, guy from over New Jersey, Kyle Reinhart, has to be happy they got it back and running as well.
No doubt. He is $6,000 richer Friday night after picking up the prelim win with a final corner pass, his second career All-Star win. It was really cool to see. And then some guy we talked to last week, Steve, was the big winner.
Yeah, Zeb Wise picked up the $10,000 to win, his eighth win of the season, and this sets up a really, really tight point battle for the All-Star Circuit of Champions as well. Very, very tight point battle. There's only 4 points between the team owners here. Wise and the Rudine team, and Sunshine and the Clausen Marshall team. The All-Stars, they pay their point fund on owner's points, and so it's down to 4 points between those two. Zeb Wise is in pretty good shape as far as the driver points go. So going to be fun, that's for sure. And finally, second in the driver's points is a guy named Chris Windham. And Chris is going to join us next here on Wing Nation. So stay with us. Chris Windham joins us on the Sage Fruit Hotline.
Perfection isn't easily achieved. It takes hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Through their commitment to excellence, Sage Fruit Company has been supplying customers with the best tree fruit in the Pacific Northwest for over 3 generations. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide consistent, high-quality apples and pears all year long. Look for Sage Fruit at your local grocer.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Let's get right to it. Our Sage Fruit hotline. Joining us is Chris Windham. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. Good to catch up with you. All right. Second full season with the All-Star Circuit of Champions. New team this year with Lane Racing. Kind of describe where you're at, how it's been, how it's gone for you guys.
I think it's been kind of an up and down year. I think it could always be better. I think I'm second in driver points, fourth in owner points. So there's been a lot of positives. Haven't got an all-star win yet this year, so that's really been bothering me. But we've been really close a lot of times. So been a big improvement from last year. I think I've learned a lot, and it's been a pretty big transition going with a new team and all new guys, really, from what I had last year. And we've had success, and we've had some, bad weeks in a row that has kind of put us behind the eight ball to chasing the points championship to be there with Zeb and Sunshine. So a little behind those guys, but I still feel like we've had a lot of nights where we've been, really close to winning and had a lot of speed.
Obviously, rookie of the year last year, now getting to see some of these tracks you never saw before last year, getting to see them a second time this year. Do you feel more confident in what you're doing? You said you're with a new team, you're still learning each other, but is there confidence behind you knowing that you're seeing tracks for a second time finally?
Yeah, I think for me, that's definitely been something that's helped me out this year, is going to all those places last year and then getting to go back this year. I've felt way more comfortable everywhere, and to where at times last year I was just trying to figure out what I needed to be doing on the racetrack at places, and now I kind of know this is what I need to do at this place, this is what you have to do here. So the comfortability and the the confidence for me going to track to track that I've seen now multiple times is made it a lot easier, and just focusing on, trying to go out and win races rather than just learning the new place I'm at.
The wing sprint car world is such a challenge. You had so much success in USAC non-wing. You won the Triple Crown with Silver Crown sprint cars, midget success across the board. With the wing, there's so much different. And then we have big tracks and little tracks and bull rings and midsize and low bank and high bank tracks. Is there one set of tracks that you're feeling really, really better about? Or is there one you're working on? What's your blend as far as the track diversity goes with a wing car?
Yeah, I feel like I definitely have a better handle on the 3/8, the quarter mile tracks, yeah. Just because with the All-Stars, you're predominantly a lot of the Ohio and Midwest tracks. Still learning places like Knoxville is still super tough. Like you said, it's tough for me. Everything's got to be on point when you show up to places like that, between engine, car, driver, crew chief, everything. So those places are still tough. Port Royal, I really love going there and racing, but it's a challenge in itself too. And, like you said, it's just with the wing deal, you show up to somewhere, I mean, really anywhere, but somewhere like Port Royal for the Tusky, and you've got, 40 guys there that are within 3 or 4 tenths of each other in qualifying. And there's no room for error at any point throughout the night.
Chris, you mentioned Knoxville trying to figure it out. Just so you know, there's been guys that have been racing there for years still trying to figure it out. So you're doing okay. There's
right.
With that being said, I'm going to kind of piggyback off of Steve's question. You've raced so many different types of cars, the discipline that it takes from whether it's a midget or a USAC to a wing car. How difficult has that been for you to adapt? Is there similarities? Are they extremely different? What's that been like?
Yeah, that's been tough. I feel like it took me almost all year last year to kind of kick a lot of the bad habits, I guess you would say, of non-wing racing, because it's just such a different style of driving, really everything. It's obviously still a sprint car and the same horsepower, and you're still going in circles, but, just the feeling of the car and the speed and the air and, just the aggressiveness of how you have to drive a wing car versus a non-wing car. It's just different, and it took me, I would think I'd have it figured out, and I'd show up next week and make a mistake and be like, oh, I guess I don't. So like I said, though, this year I felt super comfortable compared to where I did last year. So It's just tough. You know, the competition's tough. All the equipment is so close now. And, you know, you got to be on point when you're going against guys that have been in a wing car for the last 10 years, 20 years versus this is just my full-time second year.
Yeah, and I looked at that. I looked at your start count. When you look at it, you've got 150 races, maybe not even that. You're probably at 130 races, and some of these guys are that's two seasons, and they've been doing it for 20 years. So it is fascinating. Chris, I want to go back. This summer, there was a race at Spoon River in your hometown of Canton, Illinois, and you were involved with the promotion of this to some degree. I'm not sure exactly, but what was that like to have a hometown race where you were such a big part of that race and show off the All-Stars there at your hometown?
Yeah, that was really cool. That I actually did promote that race. It was solely all on me. So I had a great turnout. It was nerve-wracking leading up to it. It was the first time I've ever done that before, but had a great support from all the local fans and a lot of friends from home, and my whole family came up from Nashville, and a lot of my family that still lives in Illinois close to Spoon River all came out. So I thought, you know, everything from the crowd to the race to you know, just everything went well with that. So that was awesome. That was the first place I ever got in a go-kart when I was 7 years old, and the first place I actually practiced a non-wing sprint car too. So, you know, it meant a lot doing it there, and that's kind of where I cut my teeth and everything.
Is the promoters had a one and done thing, or is it something you've thought about doing a little bit more of?
No, I think I would do it again. I think it's got to be the right circumstances. I don't know if I'd want to step out and start going other places, but I you know, I feel like I kind of know that area and know the following I can get around there. So I would definitely be interested in doing it again.
That sounds good. Fantastic stuff. Hey, we need to step away, take a break. Stay with us. More when we come back with Chris Windham.
Perfection isn't easily achieved. It takes hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Through their commitment to excellence, Sage Fruit Company has been supplying customers with the best tree fruit in the Pacific Northwest for over three generations. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide consistent, high-quality apples and pears all year long. Look for Sage Fruit at your local grocer.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation, presented by Sage Fruit. We're talking to Chris Windham on the Sage Fruit Hotline. Spent a lot of the first segment talking about all of the racing stuff. We always like to go off the track, okay? And you and your partner, Georgia, who works with us some MRN races, Georgia Hanneberry, you see her on Flow Racing, you see her on IndyCar coverage. You have a pet dog named Tuna, who just celebrated a birthday. How's Tuna? Everything good in dog dad land?
Yeah, it is. He had a good birthday. He had people come over. I think we celebrated his birthday, but we really just all had a party ourselves. But he loved it, and he's just over there sleeping on the couch right behind me actually right now. So that's what he enjoys that most of the day. And then you say WALK if you want to go on a walk, he'll probably hear that. But that's when he jumps up when he's ready to do something.
So Chris, Tuna, where did the name come from? I see that you love to go fishing. Is there any correlation there with your deep sea fishing?
It's funny. There actually is no correlation. When we adopted him from a shelter, and that was his name at the shelter, so we just kept it. But it is fitting because I do love fishing, so couldn't have really worked out any better.
Okay, so I went out to dinner with Georgia sometime after a race. I think it was Road America or somewhere. We went out and had some margaritas and had some Mexican food. And she was sharing with me that if this racing deal, if you ever decide to go do something else, one of your dream gigs would be a fishing boat operator out in the ocean, out in the Gulf or something like that. You know, that's something you do frequently. Is that something you'd actually consider doing once this racing thing is over?
Yeah, I mean, that would be ultimately what I'd like to do, you know, down the road a little ways, either whether it be in Florida or somewhere obviously by the water. But I've done a lot of fishing charters. I know it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of money, just like racing, to get a boat operation up and running. But that's something that I really would love to ultimately do.
All right, Chris, so I was scanning George's Instagram and I see y'all hit the Indiana State Fair. You want a hot dog? What's the one thing that you have to eat when you're at the fairgrounds, and what's the game that you had to win the hot dog on?
The food, that was tough. I think we stood around and walked the whole place to decide what we were going to get. But what did we end up going with? I got a tenderloin from one of the vendors there. That's kind of an Indiana thing for sure. For dessert, we went with some fried Oreos. And I think we had an elephant ear also. So we definitely didn't skimp on food that night. The hot dog game, I don't remember what game we won that on, but Tuna's already ripped that to a million pieces. So he loved it though, but I don't remember what game it was.
That's awesome. God, there's something about Ashley's up there, of course, the Juniata County Fair. My daughters and I, we did our fair. My daughter and I did our fair last week, and we just devoured all kinds of stuff. It was Oreos for dessert for us as well. Love the fair food, that's for sure. This weekend, Chris, is Eldora, the Four Crown Nationals. Of course, World of Outlaw Sprint Cars on Friday night. All-Stars, you guys will be racing on Saturday night. Do you plan on running some USAC cars there as well this weekend?
Yeah, I think we're going to do the Outlaw race and the All-Star race, and then I'm going to run for Chad Boat in the USAC Midget Friday and Saturday too. So I think it's two nights with the Midget Friday and Saturday, so that'll be good.
Chris, we've talked about change so much with this interview with you, all the things that you've gone through, whether it be cars and teams or whatever it may be. But one thing that has always been solid with you, and they're a huge supporter of our sport of sprint car racing, is your sponsor, NOS Energy Drink. What's it been like working with them, even the changes that you have, the loyalty that they have sticking with you? What's that been like, and how much does it mean to you to have NOS so involved with sprint car racing?
Yeah, I think it's everything. You said it there with, you know, their loyalty is so great. You know, if I ever have any issues or I'm, you know, making transitions like I did from the non-wing to the wing, they've been so supportive. And, you know, Lauren Albano and everybody there never had any second doubts of anything I wanted to do. They're like, you know, we're in, let's do it. So That's everything, and I think I could speak for other guys too. If it wasn't for them, we probably wouldn't be doing some of the stuff we're doing. So that's a huge part of racing anymore, having a sponsor and somebody that can help you chase all these dreams you're trying to accomplish. So, you know, and obviously, like you said, they support way more than just me. So they do a ton for open wheel racing, and whether it even be NASCAR stuff as well. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I actually ran into Lauren at Kansas Speedway. They were on Ricky's car, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. car out there, and ran into her. She had flown back from California to Kansas City and then was making the hop to New York City where her home was. So it was really good to catch up with her and to go from there. Final question for you here, Chris. Kind of want to go back to this weekend, Eldora. Just how special is Eldora to you, and just that racetrack, so many great memories, so much good stuff. What's Eldora mean to you?
It's probably one of my favorite racetracks. You know, I've won everything there with from a Silver Crown to a non-wing to midget, and the feeling of winning there and pulling into victory lane is, you know, it's pretty special. I haven't ever won a race at Knoxville yet, so I'm sure that's up there too, the feeling with that. But pulling into victory lane at Eldora is, you know, there's nothing really like it. So really, really wanting to get a wing sprint car win there, and hopefully that can be our first All-Star win this weekend. But we didn't have a good showing. We had a lot of problems with, you know, engines and cars at the million. So I'm looking to go back there and have a solid showing this weekend.
Well, that sounds good. Win that Friday night to get your first World of Outlaw win, and then your first All-Star win on Saturday night. Now, does that sound like a plan?
That sounds like a plan to me.
There we go. That sounds good. It really does. Chris, your journey has been fascinating. It's really been fun to watch you move from USAC over to the wing cars, and I know that first win is just around the corner. We appreciate you taking some time out and joining us this week on Wing Nation. We wish you the best.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
There we go. Chris Windham joining us. The NOS Energy Drink Lane Racing number 4 on the All-Star Circuit of Champions. Stay with us. More Wing Nation in just a moment.
Perfection isn't easily achieved. It takes hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Through their commitment to excellence, Sage Fruit Company has been supplying customers with the best tree fruit in the Pacific Northwest for over three generations. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide consistent, high-quality apples and pears all year long. Look for Sage Fruit at your local grocer.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation, presented by Sage Fruit. Ashley Stremme and Steve Post here, and good to catch up with Chris Windham as he rolls along. And who knows? Boy, wouldn't that be a great way for him to get that first All-Star win, pick up that win Saturday night at Eldora? That'd be pretty sweet for Chris, that's for sure.
No doubt. I mean, when you're a Triple Crown winner, you love Eldora Speedway. It's like all the cards are in your favor, right? So you've got, and he's such a good guy. So you've got your fingers crossed for him.
No doubt. He is really, really good deal. Good dude, that's for sure. Let's take a look at some results from this past weekend. The Jim Nace Memorial, the Selins Grove National Open, $26,000 to win. Ashley, Brent Marks, man, he cashed another big check this weekend.
He sure did. I think the total ended up being $28,600 because he was leading at halfway. So he got the extra $2,600 bonus there. So a big weekend for Brett Marks. Unfortunately, he's definitely not going to be our number one money maker this year, obviously, with Logan winning the million. But I'm sure he's a close second at this point.
Yeah, he really is knocking down some money. He's over $315,000. And there's some of the big wins that he's won. The thing I like about that big win list, different racetracks. Selins Grove, Lincoln, Port Royal, Williams Grove, Atomic Speedway, all different racetracks. Brent's really got it wound up pretty good. And oh, by the way, there's still some big races at some of those racetracks coming up. So Brent, you know, with the Tusky 50, with the National Open, there's a 20 grand to win race at Lincoln. I'm not sure Brent has done going to the Bank of Myerstown just yet. It's been great to see. Really, truly has been. World of Outlaw and NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars were on the West Coast, their final West Coast run. Aaron and I on our digital program, we always whine about the late nights. Late nights are over, watching the World of Outlaws on Dirt Vision. Friday night, it was the Tommy Tarleton Classic at King Speedway in Hanford. And how about Brad Sweet, Ashley? He just keeps doing what Brad Sweet does.
He does, but I'm not going to lie. It's not to the level that I expected this year. Now, don't get me wrong. It's his eighth win of the season, his 87th career World of Outlaw wins, but I still thought Brad Sweet would be in double digits by now.
I did too, but boy, he is just knocking him out as far as championship goes and everything else. He is really doing well. Saturday night, Placerville, this is the greatest little bull ring on the planet. It's been four seasons. Placerville is on a fairgrounds as well. We've had a lot of fairground talk here today, and a lot of times they've had to cancel because they use that for fighting fires, and they've had to use the fairgrounds, but it's been 4 years since they've been there. But what a battle between the two Dennis Rawthone cars, Ashley. Holy smoly.
Yeah, they were definitely putting out fires there, right? I'm sure Dennis was cheesing ear to ear to see those 83 cars up front battling. Your winner was eventually Buddy Kofoid, but him and James McFadden put on a good show. And it's actually Buddy's third career World of Outlaw victory and the first for Roth. So pretty cool to see those cars up front battling each other.
We know how big winning is to Dennis Roth. And boy, you're right. He had to be smiling ear to ear. Those guys, James is really doing a nice job with the national car, and Buddy in that local car really doing well. This coming weekend, Eldora Speedway is where a lot of the attention. We talked about the Four Crown, which is USAC Silver Crown, Sprints, and Midgets. But Friday night, the World of Outlaws, it's before the crown. Saturday night, the All-Star Circuit of Champions. And then, Ashley, the Outlaws are at Eldora on Friday night, but they're moving closer to you on Saturday.
Yes, they will be at Sharon. I'll be interested to see if the Blaneys field cars, both of them being. So it'll be interesting to see. And then, of course, Bats Motor Speedway for the Kevin Gobrek Classic for $10,000 to win.
Yes, indeed. And Midweek Racing returns next week, Tuesday night. Lernerville Speedway, $50,000 to win for the high limits. We appreciate Chris Windham joining us. More important than all of that, though, thank you for joining us this time.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.